I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is guilty of falsifying financial records to hide a payment to an adult film star to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. Tina Trin reports from New York.
Guilty on all 34 counts. That's what a unanimous New York jury decided after less than 2 days of deliberation, that Donald Trump, the first U.S. president tried in a criminal court, falsified business records to suppress potentially damaging information ahead of his 2016 election. After hearing the verdict, the presumed 2024 Republican presidential candidate left the courthouse, saying voters will decide his fate on Election Day. But those voters may not include Trump himself, says University of Virginia professor Barbara Perry.
It would be the case that if he maintains his residency in Florida, a state where convicted felons are not allowed to vote, that he literally would not be allowed to vote for himself.
Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
The U.S. and a key ally confirmed on Friday they will now both allow Ukraine to hit some targets on Russian soil with weapons they've provided. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has the story.
Kyiv had been frustrated with restrictions on using Western weapons as Russia started hammering the Kharkiv border region from its own land. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine asked to use the weapons to target those troops in self-defense.
That went right to the president, and as you've heard, he's approved the use of our weapons for that. For that purpose.
Germany is also on board. Kyiv's reaction?
I want to see in practice what will be.
Moscow is furious. With Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying it shows just how deeply the U.S. is involved in the war. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook.